present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a return visit to the Hampshire town of Basingstoke. Yes, whose inspiring civic motto is only 20 miles to Reading. Ruth Ellis, the last woman to be hanged in the UK, grew up here. In 1955, the Home Secretary offered to commute her death sentence to life in prison. Ellis turned the offer down, as having been brought up in Basingstoke, she already knew what a life sentence was like. At 83 metres high, Fainham House has for many years been the tallest building in Basingstoke and headquarters of the AA for the past 50 years. I myself am a member of the AA, and I have to say I do find the service variable. Only the other morning my car wouldn't start, so I called the AA for advice and was told, probably crap in your fuel filter, mate. I did, and completely ruined a very nice pair of shoes. Europe's largest banana ripening warehouse is in Basingstoke. So well done, you. Owned by Fifes, it can accommodate over 2,000 tonnes of bananas at any one time. Interestingly, Basingstoke's banana ripening warehouse is right next door to Asda's avocado hardening depot. A plaque in Basingstoke's Southview Cemetery commemorates a tragic incident that took place in 1674 when a local woman, Alice Blunden, was buried alive not once but twice. It was only when her body was exhumed the second time that she finally passed away, doubtless from the shock that what she hoped was heaven looked remarkably like Basingstoke. And talking of people dying more than once in Basingstoke, let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Miles Jupp and Rachel Paris. And on my left, Marcus Brigstock and Henning Bain. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we begin this week with a round that's all about quotations. I notice Mountain Warehouse have recently turned to Shakespeare to help shift their camping equipment in the January sales. Now is the winter of our discount tents. Oh, no, that's classy. Shut your face. And I was pleased to see the great Muhammad Ali referenced by the UK Cystitis Support Association in their slogan, float like a butterfly, stings when I pee. Okay, the round's called Celebrity Misquotes, teams, and in it, I'd like you please to suggest things that well-known people alive or dead would never have said. And we'll start with you, please, Miles.
Craig Revel Horwood. Do you know what? I liked it.
Henning.
Jacob Rees-Mogg, we really must stop living in the past.
Rachel.
Claudia Winkleman, bless that hairdresser, I can see.
Marcus.
Yes, this is a David Attenborough quote. And there we see what must surely be one of the finest sights in nature, a magnificent 16-pointer royal stag. And that supper sorted.
His Holiness the Pope. I'll take three of the ribbed, please.
Frankie Boyle.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Blue Peter.
Chris Packham. I mean, there are a lot of badgers, aren't there?
Nigella Lawson. Whatever you do, don't put too much cream in.
Rebecca Vardy. I tell you what, let's not get lawyers involved.
The CEO of Ticketmaster. No, no, that's all included.
Prince Andrew. Another interview? Oh, gosh, I'd love to.
Boris Johnson. Oh, no, that one was a lie.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Okay. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us that he's not afraid to try new things and once sampled Atomic Kitten. He says he won't be rushing back to that North Korean restaurant anytime soon. OK, we'll start with you, Miles Jupp. I'd like you to sing the words of the old wartime classic Hey Little Hen to the tune of Your Song by Elton John.
Had a lot of chickens, a large chicken run, but owing to conditions, I am now down to one. I give her all the titbits, the dear little thing, and just to keep her up to scratch, I go to her and sing. Hey, little hen, when will you lay an egg for my tea? Hey, little hen, when will you supply one for me? Get into your nest, do your little best, get it off your chest. I can do the rest. Hey, little hen.
Well, I liked it, Mark. you now, Henning Vane, I'd like you to sing the words of So Macho by Sunita to the tune of the German national anthem.
I think that's actually treason, but... I don't want no seven-stone weakling or a boy who thinks he's a girl. I'm after a hunk of a guy, an experienced man of the world. Are you struggling there, Colin? I'll make do with anything less than I'm used to. If I ever meant tonight, he's gonna be right, so much so.
Well done. Thank you. Not thank you. On to you, Marcus Brigstock. I'd like you to sing the words of Firestarter by The Prodigy to the tune of If I Only Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz.
I am the trouble starter, a pumpkin instigator. I'm the fear addicted, the danger illustrated. Hey, hey, I'm a fire starter, a twisted fire starter. Hey, hey, you're a fire starter, a twisted fire starter. I'm a fire starter. I'm the bitch that you hated, the filth infatuated, and the pain you tasted. Fell intoxicated. Hey, hey, I'm a fire starter, a twisted fire starter. Hey, hey, you're a fire starter, a twisted fire starter. I'm the self-inflicted mind detonator. I'm the one infected, a twisted animator. Hey, hey, I'm a fire starter.
And finally, Rachel Parrish, I'd like you to sing the words of I twa puddy tat to the tune of Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero.
I am a tiny, tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage. I hang him way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my But there's a tat that's after me and it won't leave me alone. I told it to a puddy tat creeping up on me. I did, I told a puddy tat as plain as he could be. I am that great big battle cat. Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain, to catch that little bird.
Gotta think Henning won that round. Well, this next round is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. In this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of words, while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of these words. Okay, so I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words. Miles and Rachel, Marcus and Henning, it's your job to try to spot a connection. If I uphold the challenge, I'll ask you to take over, and so on. So off you go, please. Miles and Rachel.
Blue.
Roll plug.
Rapid.
Bechamel.
Peerage.
Marcus?
Peerage and Bechamel. Lord Bechamel was appointed as part of Liz Truss's departure honours. Mm. He donated a pint of Bechamel sauce to Liz Truss herself, and she put him in the Lords.
And that's true, is it?
It depends whether you believe the whole Liz Truss thing happened, Jack. I'm still, you know, I have my doubts, but yeah.
Okay, I'm prepared to allow that. I'll allow over to you, Marcus and Henning.
Change.
Craven.
Cheerful.
Radiator.
Dawn.
Patonk.
Miles, radiator dawn, do you think?
Was it dawn or door?
Dawn.
Dawn.
Oh. Well, it's less of a strong challenge. but I'm going to try it anyway. You could buy both radiators and dawns in a hardware shop. It would have worked. Door. But I can see why this looks weak, but I have to go. I have to go through
but
with
don't
it.
Radiators usually come on at dawn, wouldn't you say?
Maybe about, yeah. About
I'm trying to help you.
Okay. So Yes, they do.
Yes, I'm going to give you that, Miles.
Thanks.
Yes. Over to you, Miles and Rachel.
Concrete.
Cleft.
Tissue.
Cleft tissue, Marcus. Please be careful when you answer this.
I thought it spoke for itself, to be honest. It's one of the most unfortunate plumber's incidents I've ever had.
Yes, Henning, you've come in with a challenge.
First round, they had to roll pluck and then blue. And sometimes roll plugs, they can come in the colour blue.
Yeah. You can't backdate the challenge.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Henning, for so quickly jumping on that. Really, really lightning reactions. I can see you hosting Just a Minute anytime soon. I'm going to allow Marcus's challenge. So it's over to Marcus and Henning. Oh. Just as it was becoming such fun. This next round is a quiz based on what I think whenever I turn on my television. It's called Too Many Cooks. And the best of the chefs, in my opinion, is Jamie Oliver. Only last week I watched a charming video of Jamie in his kitchen making a delicious-looking salad with Rocket, Radicchio, Lolo Rosso and Little Jem. I think his fifth child must have been at school. Okay, well, on with the round, teams, and it is all about cooks. So, fingers on buzzers, here we go. What are you said to do if you prepare a hot meal? Miles.
Cook.
Correct. Fill in the missing word in the title of the TV program, Can't Cook, Won't Blank. Marcus.
Cook.
Very good. Yes, it is. On we go. Fill in the missing word in the title of this TV program, Can't blank, won't cook. Rachel.
Cook.
Well done, Rachel. That's right, yes. Yeah. What do criminals who've had their R's removed, what are they called? Henning.
Criminals?
No, Henning, it's cooks. Oh. Never mind. Better luck next time. What do you do to the books if you make false financial entries? Marcus.
Cook.
Yes, of course you do, yes. What do you call people who work with celebrity chef Ainsley Harriet? Miles.
Cooks.
Absolutely. Fanny Craddock was a famous television what? Rachel.
Cook.
Ah, that's right, Rachel. Jolly well done. Well done again.
Thank you.
What was the name of the captain who first discovered Australia? Henning.
I know it. Is it by any chance Cook?
No, it was the Dutch captain Willem Jans. What is the surname of an England Test cricketer whose first name is Alistair? Marcus?
Cook.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Which other Alistair wrote A Letter from America? Miles.
Cook.
Yes. What is the surname of the actor Ron Cook? Rachel.
Cook?
Yes. You really got the hang of this, haven't you, Rachel? Well done. The islands in the southwest Pacific Ocean, approximately 2,000 kilometres to the northeast of Australia, are known as what islands? Henning.
Cook Islands.
No, it's the Solomon Islands.
The Cook Islands are actually in the South Pacific Ocean, northeast of New Zealand, between American Samoa and French Polynesia.
Yeah, well, that deserves an extra point, but nobody likes a smart ass, do they, Miles?
No.
Ah. What does nobody like, Miles?
Cooks.
Excellent! 1 point to Miles. Thank you, teams. Well, the next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. And, incidentally, Colin is often asked if there's a secret to achieving perfect pitch, and his answer may surprise you. Apparently, it's 60% bitumen and 40% coal tar. You can start, please, Marcus and Henning. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
You're so vain. You probably think the song is about you.
Well, you did put my name in the title.
Yes.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Oh,
Colin, try to play in tune. Round, round, get around, I get around.
It's the first one you've got in since the pub opened.
Close your eyes, have no fear.
Now, hang on, are you sure you're a qualified driving instructor? What's new, pussycat?
Can I just double check that you knew you were singing that one?
And a fine job I made.
Yes, yes, I agree.
When I'm on fire, I'm on fire.
Don't give me ideas.
What's new, pussycat?
A decapitated pigeon.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger. Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Oh, hang on, that's my diabetes medicine.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Marcus, I honestly think you should bury her.
Your turn now, Miles and Rachel. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right?
It's literally the minimum I expect for my AA membership. I put a spell on you.
Well, that's not a spell, that's Morse code.
I ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed. And the same question to number three, please, Scylla. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
If I said you had a smackable face, would you mind if I punched you?
Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht grad in mich?
Don't tell him, Pike!
Love is like a butterfly, soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its setting wings.
Got it.
that's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time to fit in a quick round of Middle Class Film Club. Samantha is something of a crossword aficionado and enjoys regular evening sessions with a group of elderly gentlemen friends. And the pick of the day's cryptic crosswords. They show her the clues in the hope that she can help. Some, she says, she can pull off straight away, while others just won't come. In fact, she often takes the hardest ones home with her and finishes them off in bed. And I should say thank you to Sophie Raworth for sending that one in. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the names of films likely to be popular with the middle classes. You can start, Rachel.
Desperately Seeking Poussin.
Henning.
The Hunt for Red Corduroy Trousers.
Miles.
The Glyndebourne Identity.
Marcus.
The Lamb Shank Reduction.
The Count of Montessori.
Heaven Can White Rose.
A Bridge Tofu.
When Harrow Met Surrey.
Thoroughly Bowden Millie.
The Forsyth's Arga.
Some Like It Al Dente.
Look Who's Tarquin.
Dude, Where's My Car, Patchio.
Full Metal Gilet.
Whilst You Were Sleeping.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tremendous turbulence of time surprises the airline pilot of incompetence and the mile-high clubbers of calamity are rendered unconscious by the toilet ceiling of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Basingstoke, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Miles Jupp, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris and Henning Vane were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick. The producer was John Naismith.